Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. Thank you for that music cue, Richard. The good is that I'm healthy and wealthy and wise. I don't know how wealthy I am, but I'm healthy. The bad is, and the ugly was that stupid ticket I got this morning on the way here. But the other good is that we are about to do Teen Rap with Pastor Drew Sams, who unfortunately is a little bit under the weather, but is gracious and kind enough to have still joined us today. Pastor Drew Sams is a pastor at the Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California. He's been married for many years. He is a new father to baby Judah Andrew. And I am very happy to welcome you to our first show of the year, Pastor Drew.
It's good to be with you, 2013. Yeah, a little under the weather, but no ticket today for me.
I'd rather be feeling a little under the weather than have got the ticket. So I'll switch with you. But let's start, as we always do, with a health and welfare update on baby Drew.
Well, you're not going to believe this timing. Judah did not want to end the year without learning how to crawl. So literally, New Year's Eve, he got up on all fours and started crawling, of course, mm-hmm. towards my cell phone. That was the thing that lured him across the floor. Nothing else did. None of his toys. Not me with my arms wide open, my cell phone. As soon as I put my cell phone down, he started crawling towards it. It was amazing. We got it on video.
Oh, I want to see it. I want to see it. Maybe you could post it on your blog.
What's that? I forgot what my...
Yeah, this thing that you used to do before you became a dad.
Oh, boy. This is the year.
Okay, well, I'll help you. I'll sit down and write it with you. I mean, come on. Let's get going again. You've got such wisdom to share. Well, let's jump right in. Gratitude. I can't imagine there's anything that you ever talk about on the pulpit about gratitude. Of course, there's nothing in the Bible about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's so interesting. When you look at the word gratitude and related words, thanksgiving, thankfulness, you know, all those, there's over 100 references throughout the Bible, of course, of thanksgiving and gratitude and giving thanks. And I think from what I've shared with people and even in my own experience, it really comes down to perspective. I feel like if I wake up every day feeling that I am owed certain things or that I have certain rights, that my friends have to treat me a certain way, that somebody on the road has to let me merge in, then I get very self-focused. Mm-hmm. I feel like I deserve good things. I deserve this and that. And then I'm never thankful. I'm never filled with gratitude when somebody actually does step out of their way, lets me in to merge on the freeway, or actually lets me get ahead of them in line if I have, you know, just a handful of things at the grocery store and they've got a huge shopping cart. And so I think perspective is where it must begin. And the question that I like to ask myself is, what is the source of all that is good? And I think that if you start with that, asking that question, you know, is it from me or is it from
else? Isn't it President Obama?
Well, a lot of people think that, and we see that that's not happening. It's not coming to us. And I find that when I align my perspective to what the Bible says, that the source of all that is good is from God. Even in Scripture it says that every good and perfect gift comes from our Father above, who doesn't change like shifting shadows. Then I realize, okay, that anything that's good, whether it's a meal, a warm note from a friend, a phone call, time that you and I, you know, we ran into each other over the holidays.
Yes.
You know, outside of a bakery, and we had a great little interaction. Even that was a gift.
Well, that was my first chance to actually meet baby Judah Andrew.
And that was so wonderful. The weather was great. The food was great.
And your wife.
Was great.
God, I loved it. I just loved running into you like that. So you're right. You're right. I think the sense of entitlement versus the sense of gratitude is such a problem of our society today. You know, it's funny. You're a little under the weather. When I feel like when I have a cold and I sometimes stay home for the day, I actually still wake up and go, wow, all I've got is a cold.
Yeah.
It's going to pass. It's annoying. I can't do this or that today. But God forbid I had something that doesn't pass. And I don't get those colds very often. So the occasional time I do, I go, okay, this is my cold for the year or the, every other year or however often. And I am so blessed that not only don't I get chronic colds, but I have no chronic illness or chronic pain or all the things that a lot of people live with. So even when I'm a little bit under the weather, I try to look at the positive side of that.
Yeah, so that, it comes back to that perspective. You know,
yes.
Are you going to say, oh, I can't believe I'm sick. You know, I should be out doing this. And then you get grumpy. And then I think then it even spills back into your physical health then, too. And I think that the sickness actually lasts a little bit longer because your, you know, your emotional health is so bad.
I agree. Well, perspective and attitude, I think, are incredible. Do you have any particular quotes from Scripture or the Bible, whatever, that you'd like to reference? That,
oh, there's so many.
Well, give us a few.
Yeah. So the Psalms, I think, are a great place to start. Many of them are actually referred to as Psalms of Thanksgiving. And it says this, enter the gates of the Lord with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. That's from Psalm 100. There's also what I refer to as the New Testament, there's a great verse that says, in all circumstances, give thanks, which is really an interesting thought. In all circumstances, so that goes back to even what you were saying. Even when you're sick, you can give thanks. Even when you lose your job, you can give thanks. That, boy, what a perspective. I'm not there yet.
I'm not sure I'll ever be quite there, because I think certain tragedies, there's nothing to give thanks about. So I understand it on the examples that we've used so far. That's like doing forgiveness blanketly. I don't know how you feel about it. We haven't really talked about that much, but you know, people that will forgive a killer, like the Columbine killers or the
Sandy Hook, or
that horrible one in Oklahoma City, Tim McVeigh. I remember there was a church somewhere, and we forgive you, Tim McVeigh. And I'm going, and how do you feel about that? I don't think we have a right to forgive someone of a heinous crime. Maybe the victims or the victim's family have a right, and in the end, it's God that should make that decision, not us mortals.
I agree, and I think it's how you define forgiveness. If you think forgiveness is, if I forgive them, then they're off the hook, there's no punishment due, then I actually disagree with that. But the way I understand forgiveness is to say, I forgive you because I know that I in no way can exact justice. Only the God of the universe can do that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let God do with you what he will. He's the just one. He's the righteous one. And so rather than me trying to exact justice or me trying to get revenge, I'm going to let God handle that.
But don't you also believe that we humans have an obligation to exact human justice and human retribution? Or
I do. I think that's part of the beauty of our society, and I think without it, then it would just be complete anarchy. And I believe that God has given us laws and ways and how to live that look out for the other person, that do have justice. But then also, I see that different cultural perspectives of justice is very different. So Sharia law, for example, they say, well, that's justice. And so that's where I get, you know, very sensitive to just saying, well, it's in our hands. We should exact justice without consulting what
I
believe is God's perspective.
We could have an incredible discussion about moral equivalency.
Yeah.
Because that's part of what you're saying. And I do not believe in moral equivalency. I do think there are some rights that are righter than others and some wrongs that are wronger than others, to speak poor English. On that heavy note, I will have to bid you adieu, but do remind our listeners where you're not blogging these days.
Well, I'm not blogging at drewsams.com, but on all social media, I'm at Surfer Drew.
Okay, just so you know, listeners, if you haven't heard Pastor Drew before, he actually is a surfer. He's a remarkable speaker and pastor. If you're ever in Westlake, California, you should definitely go hear him at the Calvary Church in Westlake Village. Thank you, Pastor Drew. Feel better.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
You too. We'll be back with Dr. Jennifer Weberman after these messages.